is Northland Morning.
It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
This KUMD Bear Grease Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge up the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
Well, let me tell you, as the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon was finishing up in Grand Portage last night, there, folks were warm. There was a lot of jumping up and down and screaming. And John Stetson, of course, our Bear Grease, former Bear Grease champion, veteran musher, KUMD race reporter, was the model of calm, cool, and collected. And I was just in charge of doing the jumping up and down. What a race finish was that. What a day yesterday was, John. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lisa.
So,
nice morning to be inside.
No kidding. The mushers first, and the dogs are just like, whoo.
The first bird just arrived at my bird feeder, so.
And was like, where you been, John? We kind of needed you. So let's just let folks know what's happened in the last 24 hours. You and I talked yesterday morning, and you said, barring anything unforeseen, Ryan Reddington had taken a lead right off. It was kind of a commanding lead, and you said, barring something unforeseen, Ryan was on track with some fast times to take his second John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon Championship. Middle of the afternoon, all of a sudden, Ryan's tracker, GPS tracker, stops moving. I'll let you tell the story from there. What happened?
Well, it's certainly a memorable race for that fact. I mean, you know, one of the tongue-in-cheek strategies is to just go a little bit faster than your competitors. And in Ryan's case, he was going quite a bit faster the whole race. He was a solid 2 hours ahead. He had about, I think that last one is about 36 miles for that last leg. Ryan took off. His dogs, he got into the chute. He dropped a dog in the chute. So he went from the start of the race from 12 dogs. He went all the way down to 6 dogs to finish the last leg. And they started off down the trail. And he got a few miles, and unbeknownst to anybody, you know, we could see the tracker stop, but nobody knew if it was broken or what might have happened. But his dogs indeed did stop. A couple hours later, Blake Frecking came along. So I tried to help him, tried to get his team to follow Blake's team. They wouldn't do it. Blake went on to win the race and is the 2019 Bear Grease champion. It was an amazing finish. Anybody who finished this race has to be commended.
Oh, no kidding. Well, let me ask you a couple things about that, John. First of all, I know that in years past, several years back, there was a musher that had lost their sled. And when the tracker quit moving, the Bear Grease folks dispatched a snowmobile to go check on the person and make sure they were okay. Was there any concern at yesterday afternoon that somebody maybe needed to jump on a snowmobile and scoot out there and check on Ryan?
Well, actually, they did go check on him after a little bit. The trail staff, trail sweep, Julie Coleman, is also a sheriff up there in Cook County. She went out with her husband, and they found him. He was doing fine. It was just that as dogs, you can't make a sled dog run. I mean, dogs, you know, they run, these sled dogs run because they love it. And if they get too tired or they lose their mentality somehow, they'll just stop. And as a musher, you just have to, you know, take care of them and do the best you can. That's why they have mandatory equipment inside the sled for each leg. You have food and you have the ability to, you know, make a fire or take care of yourself. You have a sleeping bag. You can take care of the dogs and yourself. You have everything you need in your sled bag.
Now, I guess I love the age of YouTube because we get to see a lot more instances of athletes in all kinds of sports being extraordinary sports people and helping a competitor that has, you know, maybe a runner that's fallen and somebody will stop and come back and give them a hand. Is it unusual at all that Blake would stop and try to help Ryan?
No, that's not unusual at all. And probably 99% of the mushers out there would stop. In fact, I would bet that every single musher who came by Ryan, and there was a number of them, they all made some effort to help him. There's no question in my mind that happened. That's just the way it is in the world of mushing.
Well, that is just another reason to go into mushing, although I don't see that in my future anytime soon, but that's all right. So let's talk about the Freckings, Jennifer and Blake. Frecking came in 1 and 2. According to our former trail reporter, Intrepid Binner Ron, they came in with 22 dogs of 24 between the two of them. And you commented last night in particular how fabulous Jennifer's team looked. We also mentioned last night that the Freckings have been breeding and running Siberian Huskies. They've added some Alaskan Huskies into the mix. I think Blake had more Alaskan Huskies on his team. My understanding is that Jennifer had all Siberians and one Alaskan. Can you talk just a little bit about the difference in the two kinds of race dogs?
Well, you're right on the numbers there. I'm pretty sure Jen finished with her whole team there of 12, and I think Blake had 10. And indeed, he had one Siberian on his team, and she had one Alaskan on her team. So the difference between those dogs are typically Alaskans have been bred with anything that over the last 100 years that will provide a better, theoretically, genetic model for going fast. So some Alaskan Huskies have less coat, and that's often the case. You have less coat, and people breed to have a less coat, especially in the Midwest, because often it's 32 degrees above zero instead of 32 degrees below zero. So
right.
when it's really warm, those same dogs on Jen seems, those Siberians, will struggle because they have a beautiful coat. It's this purebred genetics that go back to Leonard Sepla and beyond that, even to the Siberian Peninsula, where those animals originally came from. So they're well coated, and they tend to be, people think they're a little bit slower as far as top end speed, but when the conditions are right, like we saw over the weekend or week or whatever it was.
It seems like a month,
yeah,
doesn't it?
About a month. The last month we were out there, yep.
No kidding. So, oh,
but
gosh.
They were incredible. And I did mention that yesterday. When her team came into the last checkpoint there, Mineral Center, with, 36 miles to go, she could have continued right there. She could have just hopped them up out of the checkpoint without any rest at all and just gone. Blake's team looked extraordinary as well. In fact, most of the teams did look really good. It's amazing. And I'd like to give out a shout out to the handlers who are in those cold checkpoints every minute, and they're taking care of those dogs often while the musher is sleeping. And the handlers do this incredible job of, you know, massaging wrists and massaging shoulders and booting and unbooting and putting on blankets.
Getting out the food and setting out the straw and doing everything to take care of those dogs. That's just, it really is amazing. And they've got to stand around, you know. So, I mean, they have the opportunity kind of to get colder because they stand around and wait for the musher. And the minute the musher comes in, they just swarm the team kind of like a super-duper pit crew. And
that's exactly right. And the Freckings are known for having exceptional handling crew. They have, as the joke goes on the trail, oh, another Frecking handler.
And in this case, that's really, that's high praise.
It is, indeed.
Let's talk about your former protege, Jason Rice. Got a soft spot in my heart for Jason because he's a journalist that fell in love with mushing and said, I want to try this. I think that is so absolutely cool. From the outside, of course, it's really hard for someone who's not familiar with the ins and outs of the sport to know Jason came in third as a rookie does all the credit go to the dogs, or what part did Jason play in that fabulous finish? Because, of course, he was leasing a team of dogs, including a few dogs from the championship team last year of Ryan Reddington.
Well, that's right. I would say that, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'd give most of the credit to that dog team. And secondly, I'd give the rest of the credit to Ryan Reddington, who primarily trained that team. And finally, third, Jason for driving it, having the perseverance to drive that team. And, you know, he had one run where it was bad news. He left the checkpoint. He made a musher decision to turn around and take a dog back to the checkpoint he'd already left, which caused him to lose considerable time. But he persevered. Again, the Reddingtons have a tremendous handling crew. And, Matt Rossi, who is a former Bear Grease Racers on that, that's Aaron Reddington's dad, and Aaron, of course, and that whole crew did a fantastic job of taking care of Jason's team. So
did you have the opportunity to talk to him? Do you think he's going to try it again?
I did not have an opportunity to talk to him quite yet, but no.
Okay, sounds like there's a story there.
My feeling is that he's done it, and he did the mid-distance with a team of my dogs or a few number of years ago, and I think this is his bucket list thing to run the marathon. He is president of the board and volunteer for many years, and so he has done it, and he did an exceptional job getting third place and Rookie of the Year, so kudos to him.
Wow, that is fantastic. So overall, it was a brand new, it was a new course this year. It wasn't completely new, but it was a new course. It was shortened. There were some new end points in the race. So the race itself and the course was reevaluated. Then, of course, we had this brutal cold, which is historic in many ways. And most of the time, the Bear Grease doesn't experience temperatures like this. What's your overall sense of the race? And I'm also curious, too, if you think that Ryan is going to do what he did last year, which is learn from the previous year, adjust strategy, and come back with all dogs blazing next year.
Well, you're right. This was a year to remember as far as the cold and all of that. But I think that every Bear Grease has its own level of miserable. The fun meter certainly dropped on this one a great deal when it got so cold and windy. But in years past, it's cold or it's too warm. I mean, one year I remember it rained for 6 hours and everybody was soaked, and then it froze, and so that was pretty miserable. But there's always going to be a certain bit of miserable factor. As far as Ryan goes, do I think he'll be back? Absolutely. And do I think he will be learning from his mistakes? Of course. He's a professional dog racer, and he does a really good job. He may have underestimated a little bit as far as that last leg. Nobody had ever really run it in a race. It's a brand new race, and it's hillier than advertised, I think, and so that will affect a tired team.
I was a little surprised that he was in the race, only because right after the race, I suppose this is a stupid time to ask any musher about their future plans right after the race, but his original plan, as I understood, Jason didn't think he was going to run at all, because he was kind of like, well, he's been there, he's done that. And so I was a little surprised, but excited to see that he was in the race after all. And he does seem like a fierce competitor who says, okay, I need to fix this, and then I need to come back and show what I can do. So,
well, that's my feeling. I mean, nobody knows. I mean, every year is different. I mean, the circuit you may be on with your team. I mean, ultimately, mushers go where they think they're going to make money. You know, that's the professionals. And so if he feels like he can come down here and win $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, whatever the case is, then that makes sense for him to do. So,
well, all we need to do now is get a good purse for Live from the Trail race reporting, John, and I'm going to nominate you for it. I want to take just a moment and say thank you so much to you for dropping everything that you were doing over the last month, however long the Bear Grease has been on, and being our race reporter, sharing your insights and your knowledge of the sport and helping us all to understand it and enjoy it so much better. Thanks so much, John.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It was great to be on. And I would like to thank you, and also I'd like to thank all the Bear Grease volunteers who are out there through this whole ordeal, taking care of business, making the whole thing happen.
Boy, that is certainly the case. Those volunteers just make the whole thing work. Thanks, John. We'll be talking soon, no doubt.
Sounds good.
John Stetson is a Bear Grease champion, a veteran musher, and RKUMD race reporter, and he's joined us. Actually, it's only been all week. It just sort of feels like a month. Live from the scene of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon.
This report is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, Camp Chow, and Energy Plus of Duluth.